Faith Community Health.
Gotcha.
And do you know Kyle David?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We know the name, so.
Kyle David was the CEO, and I've known Kyle, and so he just asked me, because I have the property in front, he just asked me if I would be interested in buying that. So gave me, they asked for a little bit more, and then they came down.
Okay, so this was negotiated. Be okay with 175.
Okay, so again, when it comes off of a tax exempt, we just have to look at it, and we wouldn't know what
right.
he paid.
I understand.
And I wouldn't have gotten those numbers out of the air, and so I would have spoken to him or the people who sold it, and that. And so you see how close we are.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was just seeing if I could, because she had said that I could get the money back from last year.
You have to appeal it to the state tax commission, don't you? Doesn't he?
I don't know for last year what he can do right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure from last year that you would be able, but all we can deal with is what's in front of us today, and it's a non-assessment year, so we can, as a board, make an adjustment on this property. So, I mean, I would
for
make
2024.
Correct. And
yeah,
we can.
Because I don't want to. Man, if I have to pay, $21,000 again. Hey, I'll just have to give up the land. I'll just have to give up the property.
I would make a motion to reduce the value on BOE number 38 to $175,000.
Second.
Have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So what's the number at the bottom of that statement there?
176,150, I think.
Yeah. Which is what?
We just put it for what he paid for. It's 175. So.
Okay. Oh, man. I'll start crying on that one.
All right. I mean, yeah, it's not much difference. So.
Right.
All right. The motion's passed. You'll get a decision in the mail. But it's the... It was reduced, and we appreciate you calling in. Okay.
Okay, and but she had said something, like I said before, about getting money back, and all I'd have to do is
you
guys.
I think you'd have to go to the state tax commission for 23. You're talking about, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I don't know what is he past time to appeal that. I don't even know.
They're taking up everything.
Well, the way that was told to me that I'd have to come before you guys today, and that's what was told to me, that I would have to come before you guys.
Well, you do.
I can't change an even year.
You do for 2024. That is correct because it's a non-assessment year.
No. But what was told to me was I would need to come before you guys also at the same time. It was conveyed to me. Was for 2023 to get money back, and they had said that I would probably get money back because of the
I understand what you're trying to do. I'm just not sure we have the power to do that.
If you guys can help me to lead me in the right direction, what I need to do. Because that's what was told to me, probably 6 months ago. To say, hey, Dave, go do this. Come before us in July, and see us. And hey, we will be able to help maybe get you money back from the previous year.
Well, listen, I can make the motion, but I'm not sure that we can affect it. I mean,
the tax commission, I believe, would be the one that has to.
You have to go to the tax commission. I don't think we can do for 23. We've already closed the books on 23.
And I don't know that the commissioners. Again, I'm not the tax person. That's where I'm.
Who is it that told you this, or what? Where are you remembering this? Is this from something from last year or 6 months ago? You said something. You talked to somebody.
Yeah, it was somebody. From was it Susan? Who's the?
Yeah. I'm Susan.
Susan's here.
To my knowledge, yeah. And that was conveyed to me, and so that's why I'm
Well, and she's not a lawyer. I don't know that she knows, but I'm not sure that we can do anything with anything other than what's in front of us in 2024.
Oh, yeah. Can I make an appeal? Like, if you could help me go and make that appeal for me getting...
Well, I tell you what, we're in session...
That's almost a house. I mean, that's a down payment on a house. I mean,
can you contact... here's what I'd suggest that you do. One of two things. We're in session until Monday this year because it's a non-assessment year, so we're not here all month. But if you wanted to either, one, call an attorney, there's several attorneys that do this. I don't know if you can appeal. We're just a citizen board, but I don't know that we can deal with anything other than what's in front of us. You might want to talk to an attorney about that.
But the thing is, I need to know who I need to. If I'm going to talk to an attorney about them, who am I talking to that attorney to talk to? Who do I have to go and?
The state tax commission may be somebody you want to call to and just ask them if you can appeal the 23. Ask them if there is a way for you to appeal the 23 tax on it. Because it sounds like to me you just paid it last year and didn't do any kind of appeal of it. Is that basically what?
No, I just, my hands are tied. They said I couldn't do anything.
When you've gotten
you would have gotten a notice back in 23 of the change in valuation of the property because it went from exempt to being valued. I mean, when did you get that notice?
Oh, I have no clue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that notice would have told you that you could appeal that decision last year, and I'm concerned that maybe you just didn't see it and didn't do it. But I don't know. Maybe you didn't get a notice. Whatever. But I would call the state state tax commission or talk to an attorney's office. There's
state tax commission.
They're in Jeff City, and you can ask them if you're able to appeal. I don't know that you are at this point, but you may be able to. That's for 23 you're talking about, because we've already done it for 24. We've already reduced
your... So I'm okay for 24.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
But as to whether you could get any money back in appeal, I just don't know the answer to that question. Okay.
Okay. Do you know what I'm going to have to pay this year? Just off $175,000 then?
I don't know what the calculation is, guys.
Well, the levies haven't even been set.
Huh? The levies haven't even been set, but... I don't know, based on last year's levies or a general.
It's not going to be 1.2, but it's going to be 175,000.
That's correct. In other words, it's going to be whatever that ratio is, whatever it was versus what it is now at 175, you can expect your tax bill to go down pretty comparably. Okay?
And the assessor's website has a paper on it that shows how to calculate it yourself.
Did you hear that?
Okay.
The assessor's website has.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That helps me not to sweat right now.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
For taking this up early.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye bye. Okay. Let me call Mr. Dobbs on all these Summer Bay and MC Chateau that also has Dobbs. He has everything. Boy, he's got a bunch of them, doesn't he?
He does.
He's pretty much our afternoon docket, except for we got a couple focus on. Well, we got focus on the family. Okay. Call him up.
So, when are we doing Summer Bay?
Huh? Summer Bay. I just want to find out. I assume that most of these are classification cases.
And they have different names in here.
And I do want to say, he seems to be tied to BBB Vacation Rentals, SBOZ 504, LLC. They've got different.
They've got DC Summer Bay. I mean, there's a bunch of different
MLB Summer Bay. There's multiples on here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing he's representing multiple clients like Mr. Davis does.
Okay. That's really the question.
But the ownership part is where they're all tied together.
Are you saying all the tax notices are going to the same place? for all
they're
of these?
They're going to the same name, or some of them, like they've split them up and they said Summer Bay with that same LLC, and then they'll send them to two different addresses, but it's still Summer Bay LLC. And so that's where it kind
of... Oh, okay. So they're all being held under the Summer Bay. Okay.
Right.
Hi, you reached Donovan Dobbs. I'm unavailable to take your call. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Donovan, this is David Akers, Taney County BOE. You've got several cases on the docket this afternoon, and we've actually had a break here where we've gotten most of our stuff done in the morning. I know you were going to be in here in person, but I didn't know if it would be possible, either one, for you to be here earlier, or two, that we might be able to take up some of these over the phone with you, because I believe these are all nightly rental issues, and you represent several different owners. And we've done this for several years now and have a decision that's been okayed by the State Tax Commission hearing officer that heard at least one of them. So we're in a position where we could probably give you an idea of what we are going to do on these. If you want to call the clerk's office back, I'm sure they can. We can then call you back or something like that. But we'd like to take these up earlier if we could. Thanks. I know him from the courthouse, so I don't know if he's sitting up in court right now or what's he doing. He may be up in Springfield or something. We got two focus on the families. All the rest of them are Dobbs.
Focus on the family is a teleconference.
You have Bloom Church
somewhere. Oh, Bloom Church.
Yeah, Bloom Church is what number? Well, Bloom is Tim Davis.
Tim?
Yeah, Bloom is Tim Davis, I believe, is what I saw.
That's correct. You should see him out
of here. Yeah, I was going to tell that guy to call Tim Davis, but I didn't want to say that on the. So, I mean, I can't recommend anybody in particular. Tim's always over here. All right, there's Bloom. I'll call Tim and see if we can take this up earlier.
Thank you for calling Bloom Church. Our service times are Sunday.
Well, that's not Tim's number.
Hmm. I can look it up. Do you have it?
I've got one.
We're pulling it up.
Oh, Tim Davis. If you get the number, let me know. Probably going to have to redial this. Yeah, I'm going to have to redial it.